Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. Welcome back to the Just ACT podcast, where we explore the transformative power of acceptance and commitment therapy, its activities and exercises. Last episode, we talked about self as content or the conceptualized self. Change is an inevitable part of life, yet navigating transitions within ourselves can be a deeply challenging time and introspective process. Today's episode, I'd like to share a personal journey of moments when my own self as content, or the conceptualized self, has been inflexible, challenged, changed, or shifted. And there's been moments of sadness, growth, and perspective gained from that. I want to share the story of my own evolving self-concept, the journey that I embark on, and the unexpected emotions it unearths. So over 2023, I had a couple of my labels, my self-concept, my identities, my beliefs, that conceptualized self that were challenged. One, which will be part one of this episode, was being a dog owner, a dog mom. And two, which will be part two of this episode, a partner and a girlfriend. So you might remember our first and second episode of this season that touched on grief, specifically when I shared about my dog of 17 years, Milo, passing away. I talked mostly about my feelings, the sadness, the loss, but what I didn't touch on was that some of this was also coming from the identity change of being a dog mom and what it had looked like for me for the past 17 years. For me, having Milo meant it was easy, it was comfortable, I was doing a great job, I had kept this thing alive for 17 years, he was fuzzy and snuggly, I could take him anywhere, and he was fine. I was a quote-unquote good dog mom. There was also a sense of self attached to Milo because we had been together for 17 years. That was my life from 21 to 38 years old. Like, I'd literally not been an adult without this dog. I didn't really have routines without his consideration into the mix. He had moved with me from apartment to apartment across the country to start a new life through ups and downs, loves and losses of relationships, and so much more. This tiny 8-pound creature had grown with me, had shown me how to be a responsible young adult, had shown me what moments of irresponsibility may look like, aka accidents, has shown me how to prioritize another living being when they're sick, hurt, or needing care, and I didn't think I had the energy to do that. And all of these things developed into pieces of my personality. Milo, as my dog, absolutely shared a piece in shaping me into the human I am today. So that passing, his passing, put a really big question mark out there in the world. Who am I in relation to his loss? A couple months into my processing of Milo's passing, I decided to adopt Frank, a very lovable border collie who's also very anxious and very reactive around other dogs. Raising and caring for Frank brought up and still continues to bring up a bunch of identity aspects that I feel challenged by that are linked to Milo's passing, as well as creating a new picture of being a dog mom. Raising Frank right now is challenging from day to day due to the reactivity and the anxiety. I think I have to put boundaries into place for my sanity, for his sanity. We're both stressed on walks. I don't have the energy to do it all. I tell myself I can't create a behavior plan for my dog when I'm creating behavior plans all day. And this translates all into I am a quote unquote bad dog mom. So it's really been a journey with Frank so far, and we are approaching a year of learning and loving each other. And he's pretty much the opposite of Milo in every way, and that alone has brought up its own processing. I told myself when Milo passed and I was ready to get a new dog, I'd get the adventure buddy dog. So Milo was small, he was 8 pounds, he could literally be taken anywhere, but he didn't have the stamina for running, hiking, paddleboarding, and some other things that I really wanted to do for myself. Right now, due to Frank's reactivity, that story of my adventure buddy is a loss that I process when we have moments of reactivity. Each time we have a bad moment, I'm learning to lean into acceptance of what it looks like for Frank and I's growth together, rather than trying to hold on to that adventure buddy story, because he's really just not there yet. He's a rescue pandemic puppy, and he's just not ready for the adventures I had hoped for. And there's still those moments of who am I in the context of dog ownership that show up. You know, the am I good enough in this context? Am I good enough for both of us? Am I doing enough for both of us? How do others perceive me as a dog mom when we're out and about? The judgment that's there. All of the things come up. And this who am I question is not unique to me in this situation. Research on the loss of sense of self with pet loss is, albeit still evolving, but studies have highlighted several key aspects of this experience. Number one being attachment and bonding. So research by Archer and Winchester in 1994 emphasizes the strength of the bond between humans and their pets. Pets often serve as attachment figures, providing emotional support and companionship similar to human relationships. When this bond is severed due to the pet loss, individuals may experience a profound sense of grief and loss that impacts their sense of self. Number two, identity reconstruction. A study by Adams et al. In 2016 explored the concept of identity reconstruction following pet loss. The findings suggested that individuals often experience a re-evaluation of their identities and roles in the absence of their pets. The loss may prompt individuals to reflect on values, priorities, relationships, leading to a reassessment of their sense of self. And three, impact on mental health. So several studies, including those by Connor et al. In 2017, have examined the psychological impact of pet loss on individuals' mental health. Findings suggest that pet loss can contribute to symptoms of depression, anxiety, and complicated grief, highlighting the significant emotional toll it can take on one's sense of self and overall well-being. While research on the loss of sense of self with pet loss is still emerging, existing studies underscore the profound emotional impact of pet loss on individuals' identities and well-beings. As we know that there is a toll on mental health, I'd like to offer a resource of a journal I started to use when Milo passed called And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal for healing the loss of a pet. So see the show notes for the link if that's something you're interested in. For me, Milo was very much a part of secure attachment. He was there for comfort, for play, for movies, for rest, for camping, for pretty much anything. When it came to identity reconstruction, I absolutely had those moments of, well, what's important to me now? I was noticing that the environment without Milo was extremely uncomfortable to sit in. And so that idea of, is this the place that I want to be in? Is this the place that's important to me? Came up. I noticed reflecting on what relationships showed up for me in ways that were meaningful to me and what relationships didn't in that period of suffering. And so that reflection kind of led to more deeper reflections on my needs, my values, and my future priorities. So incorporating the theme of pet loss into reflective questions can offer insight into the unique challenges and emotions associated with this experience. So here are some questions that specifically address the impact of pet loss on one's sense of self. The first area for some reflection might be around connection and loss. Questions might be, how did your pet contribute to your sense of identity and emotional well-being before their passing? In what ways has the loss of your pet affected your perception of yourself and your place in the world? Are there aspects of your identity that feel incomplete or unsettled in the absence of your pet's companionship? Another area might be the emotional landscape. Questions might look like or sound like, what emotions have emerged as you navigate the grieving process following your pet's loss? How did these emotions shape your understanding of yourself and your capacity for resilience and self-compassion? Are there moments of joy, sorrow, and nostalgia that illuminate the depth of your bond with your pet and its impact on your sense of self? An area might be about roles and routines. So, how did caring for your pet contribute to the structure and rhythm of your daily life and routines? And we all know that rhythm and routine are very regulating processes. So when there's a disruption to those rhythms and routines, you may be more dysregulated and more irritable in other times. In what ways has the absence of your pet altered your sense of purpose and responsibility? Are there new rituals or activities that you're exploring to honor your pet's memory and integrate their absence into your sense of self? And another area might be about meaning making and healing. What meanings or insights have you gleaned from your experience of pet loss about love, loss, and the animal-human bond? In what ways has this experience challenged or reaffirmed your values, beliefs, and sense of interconnectedness with all living beings? And how can you cultivate a sense of meaning, healing, and renewal as you honor your pet's memory and continue to navigate life's journey with resilience and compassion? So reflecting on these types of questions can provide a deeper understanding of the profound impact of a pet loss on one's sense of self and the emotional well-being. By acknowledging and exploring the complexities of grief and remembrance, individuals, or you, can honor your bond with your pet while embracing opportunities for growth, healing, and connection with yourself and others. As I continue to navigate this ever-changing landscape of my self-concept, I'm reminded of the beauty that lies in embracing this full spectrum of human experience, the joy, the sorrow, and everything in between. And so I invite you to join me on this journey of self-discovery, to embrace change with open hearts and open minds, to find solace in the knowledge that the transformation is not an end, but rather a new beginning. So here, I'll leave you. Join us for part two of Navigating Self-Concept next week. Thank you for tuning in to Just Act. And if you found today's episode meaningful, please consider subscribing, sharing it with a friend, and/or leaving a review. And until next time, may you find peace, wisdom, and compassion in the depths of self-discovery. That's it for today's episode of the Just Act podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at AshNFIO. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just Act podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.